Yeah, it's always exciting starting up a new campaign and a new year. But, you know, we have a lot of work done over the last 6-8 weeks. And, yeah, the Christmas period, we had a closed week between the 22nd and 29th, which is a closed week from GAA regulation. So they had those days off. But, you know, a lot of work done before that. And even since then, we've been out on a couple of occasions. So, yeah, there was a lot of hard work going on. And looking forward now to getting out into competitive action on the Queen's match Wednesday evening.
Yeah, what's the overall feeling in the camp, Declan? Because there's a number of new faces in. And when change happens, I suppose there's a new injection of optimism and excitement all within a camp. Is that what it's like at the moment and with the senior Donegal panel?
Yeah, absolutely, and I think the atmosphere within the group is very, very good, and the lads that have come in, you know, really working hard and really want to be there and really want, you know, to make it difficult for the lads that are going to come back into it. And the McKenna Cup for us is about looking at players, seeing exactly where we're at, looking at our game plan and see the players who can fit into that. And, it's these games are coming thick and fast now once we start with Queen's. With Monaghan on Sunday, and we're back in with Fermanagh next Wednesday evening. So, yeah, a lot of stuff happening over the next weeks and months ahead.
Yeah, so we're going to see a much changed Donegal team then come Wednesday night, Declan.
Yeah, there's going to be a number of changes, no doubt. We have a number of injuries that we probably I would have liked to have seen a few more. But there's like Nathan Mullins will play tomorrow evening, and he's been in now with us for the last 5-6 weeks. The likes of Stephen McBrady's back in the fold. He's going to be in. Tony McLennan's going to be in there, and a lot of these guys, Keelan McGonigal from Buncrana, and then along with the lads that have probably been there, like say Eamon Doherty and Keelan Ward, Hughie McFadden will all be involved. So it's a blend, but at the same time, it's still a very, very young. It's a young side, possibly average age, maybe 22, 23 years. So it's a young team that's going into action in the McKenna Cup. So. But again, it's one where we have to gauge ourselves and gauge these players at that level.
What's the expectation of Nathan Mullins? He's under the Donegal senior fold for the first time, and I suppose there's been a lot of talk about him, given that he's been an exceptional club footballer for the Dublin champions St Vincent's.
Yeah, listen, he's played a couple of challenge matches for us. I mean, his attitude's top class, really professional about everything he does. And he's done extremely well with St Vincent's in the middle of the field for the last two seasons, and he's got Dublin Player of the Year in 2017. Yeah, listen, exciting times for him and for us, and to see exactly where he's at, it's a big step up, even though you're playing club football in Dublin or anywhere. It's still a big step going into senior inter-county football, but it's one that he's really looking forward to, and he's really applied himself very, very well.
So Nathan Mullins then will play on Wednesday night. Will Oran McNeillis be lining out in a Donegal jersey once again come Wednesday, Declan?
Yeah, I suppose that's the other big talking with the return to county fold of Oran McNeillis. Yeah, Oran McNeillis has come in and he's trained really, really hard. He's picked up a bit of an chest infection over the last week, so we're just waiting on the medical report back and see where he's at. But listen, if he's given it all clear, he'll definitely play.
Yeah. What about the senior players, Declan? Obviously, there's been a few of them that has a few wee injuries and things that needed to be sorted out and are due back. And who I'm talking about is the likes of Neil McGee, Frank McGlynn and Michael Murphy. They're due back round about the mid-term time of the league campaign. Are they back into full training or back in training rather this week, are they?
Yeah, they're back in training this week. Yeah, started off yesterday morning while most people were recovering from the New Year's Eve celebration. We were in training yesterday morning and full squad there. And they're all back on the pitch now. So it's a matter of getting those guys up to speed now. There has been some niggles, some knocks and some bits and pieces that needed to be done. And all that's done now. And they were all out yesterday morning. So again, looking forward to having those guys back in full training very, very shortly.
Okay then, your first game in the Dr. McKenna Cup Wednesday against Queen's. It's always going into an unknown when you're playing a university side. What do you know about Queen's for tomorrow night, Declan?
Listen, we don't. Anthony McGrath, who's part of the backroom team, would have a fair bit of work done on them, and he works in Queen's. He's employed by Queen's, so, and he knows the setup there. But the one thing he did say is that they're very well organised. I think it's Aidan O'Rourke, ex-RMAP player, that manages them, and they are well organised. They do have their defensive system. It'll be difficult enough to break down, and they have an awful lot of work done. They got to the semi-final of the Sigerson League there just before Christmas, and you know they're one of the front runners for figures and contenders next month. So yeah, it'll be a good test for us and a good test to see exactly where we're at. And as I said, really looking forward to starting the campaign out on Wednesday night.